You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 10 minutes to one. And I've got with me Cindy McLeish. Cindy's normally here on this day, but she's got a lot of stuff going on coming up to Christmas, so we've got her till just till 1 o'clock news. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you, Alan. And good afternoon. It's a good afternoon, isn't it?
It is too. A nice warm day. Cindy, obviously, well, I was just mentioning off air that Siri come in here normally at this time, but of course they're all breaking up today, but they'll be back in January. So you've been to Siri?
I was at Siri, I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, but very, very recently, actually. I was down at the Junction office with Gus, and they've done a fabulous job turning that into a real little hub.
They have, haven't they?
Yeah, great refurb.
Yep. And have you been up to the school as well?
I have, yep. Went up to the school. The kids, have, you know, doing some of the hospitality, made me a hot chocolate. They did a good job.
That's right, isn't it?
They did. But, you know, I think it's important to understand how much we really need schools like Siri in our communities. You know, different schools suit different kids, and you would be aware of that.
And some of the, like some of those pupils, just to get there every day, 5 days in a row, is a huge thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And it's really about keeping kids engaged with school, because if the typical system doesn't work for them, you know, you don't want them to just be sort of at a loose end. And so it's really great that Siri are able to pick up some of the gaps there.
And sometimes if they've been out of the schools for a while, then they find it extremely hard to go back to a mainstream school too, don't they?
Absolutely. And Siri's sort of a long way from mainstream, but they do a lot of, you know, regular activities and things like that. And the day that I was there, actually, they had, I think a lot of them were down doing archery. You know, but they do some of the bike riding stuff, which, you know, the whole valley tend to do.
And hopefully through Siri, some of them will wind up back into mainstream schools.
Look, some do. Some transition in or out. Yep. And I heard a story the other day of one of the boys who I've known from Healesville has just got an apprenticeship at one of the bakeries in Healesville.
Terrific.
And, you know, that's fantastic, because you want to help these kids get through their schooling so that they're ready for the workforce, so that they've got real skills that they can relate to people, they can talk to people about, you know, what's going on, what they need to do.
And part of schooling really is turning out a decent individual as well, isn't it? It's so that they're able to hold a job, but also become a part of society.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the key aspects of schools and teaching, that not only are you teaching kids all of the basics of numeracy and literacy, but they've got to be able to relate to people, and they've got to be able to be good citizens so that they can function well, you know, in society, regardless of where they live.
I agree 110% on that.
They've got great facilities up there too, and they have the childcare centre and the kinder program too, and I've spent some time there.
Did you? And of course, you'd be, well, and the hub, there's got a whole lot of things going on at the hub too, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. And they're really trying to work out how they can best meet the needs of the community. And they've got a lot of energy down there. Gus is, you know, incredibly energetic and quite visionary about looking at how they can work with other organisations and what they need to do. And, you know, they're in this before and after school care space as well. So they've got, you know, trying to pick up gaps in a lot of the services in the area, which is great.
Which is terrific, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, the childcare is fabulous, and they've just recently had a grant to change the play equipment to really a sensory playground.
Oh, have they?
Oh, yeah. They've got some really cool stuff. They've got this kind of giant windmilly thing with stained glass, so that big pieces of coloured glass, I suppose it is, and as it spins around, the glass, the colours are reflected on the ground in different ways. It's really,
fantastic. Isn't
it? They've got lots of really great things. They've got this big kind of TP type thing, but lots of other giant xylophone type
I just can't remember. We had Siri. In fact, they come in every month, and they've got hundreds and hundreds of people involved over a week, haven't they? Like,
lots of, because some people will have childcare 5 days a week, long daycare, and others might have 2 days. They, you know, the parent might be working only 2 days a week, and or they might have some family look after them for the others. So that, you know, they've got to be flexible, and it's how do you describe the building? It's really quite quirky. It's different. It's on a hill, and so it's multi-level type thing. And you know, they do all the cooking there as well. So there were some Great food. Right. The little kids serve me up little muffins.
Which they made themselves.
I think they'd helped. Yeah, really squishing in the Smartie on the top or something like that.
Oh, well, as long as you're still here to tell the tale.
Yeah.
And of course, at this time of the year, Cindy, you'd be getting around quite a few of the schools too, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just ducking over to Yarra Junction, Upper Yarra Secondary shortly.
Oh.
I can't get to their speech night tonight. It's a clash with Alexandra. Yeah. And last year I did Upper Yarra. This year I'll do Alexandra. Next year I'll do Upper Yarra.
Sounds fair too.
But yesterday I managed to do the junior and the senior school at Healesville. And during the day I did Yay. So, you know, yesterday was taken up with probably a good, 6 hours of speech nights, presentation days.
But it's good for the kids too to have a decent graduation night too, isn't it? Or awards night, or whatever you like to call
it. It is, because they recognise kids' abilities in a lot of different areas, and it's not just about academic success. You know, there's some kids that have done really well in music or sport or art, and they tend to recognise all of those, but also for those that are good citizens who, have the great attributes about how they behave and deal with other people and
help
caring.
Elderly and do all sorts of stuff,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah. Yes.
We were saying that at our awards night only the other night that it's there are some. It's not all about either the ATAR score or the, because some young people can't get the top scores. End of story.
No, and they're never going to.
And that doesn't make them a failure at all.
No. You look at, I don't know if it's controversial to say Alan Bond. Was he a success or a failure?
He was both.
But, you know, he left school, I think, at year 10, it was commonly said. And he, you know, became, for a time, you know, multi-millionaire. So.
Look at Kerry Packer.
Yeah.
Couldn't.
Dyslexic.
Yeah, dyslexic. Couldn't cope with school much at all. And yet he became one of our richest men.
Yeah. So. People can find their niche, you know. If you know how to talk to people and work with people, I think that's really important. But it's equally important to know that if you didn't get the scores that you wanted, it's not the end of the road. But if you worked really hard and got the scores you wanted, fabulous, and you'll head down a particular career path.
Yep.
And it might not be the one you love anyway. You know, you might change. And
well, I was reading something the other day, and you've probably read it too, that a lot of the young people leaving school now, not only will they change jobs 5 times, but they'll change their careers up to 5 times.
Absolutely, you know.
And some of those careers haven't been invented.
No.
You know,
and I've changed careers a number of times too. So. You know, but a lot of people do, and I think kids probably these days expect that. But, you know, we also live in a really complex global world now. Yep. You know, it's... Anywhere overseas is like it's next door, because you've got the internet. It makes it so accessible and travel. But, you know, Australia's really falling behind educationally in the across the global range.
We sort of read that the other day,
didn't we? The PISA score. So that's that's really should be ringing alarm bells for everybody working in the education system, that we need to look at doing something differently. There's record amounts of money being spent.
Yep.
And it's not getting the results. We've got to have a look at, hang on a minute. And this isn't just comparing against China and Singapore, who, you know, the kids have much longer school hours and they study a lot harder, and their whole value system's really around strong education. Yep. You know, we've got to understand that we are different. But equally, if we want to be competing on a global scale, we've really got to be in there.
We're not just in a little isolated island anymore, are we?
No.
And other countries, if we get left behind, well, we're not going to have the same sort of, manufacturing isn't what it was. So we need to be involved with all sorts of other things too, don't we?
That's right. You know, we need to have jobs for everybody at all different levels of the workforce.
Cindy, unfortunately, I've got to go.
Time's up.
Got to take the 12 o'clock news. that's a bit late, the 1 o'clock news. Wish you all the best for Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and everybody else.
We look forward to having you again all next year. We had a great time with you. We had a bit of fun.
No problem.
Enjoy your time off.
Okay, thank you.
Cindy.
Bye.